Gucci. Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station. We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, wrecking number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Did you actually think I would take Christmas Eve off with all this great juicy sports talk ahead of us? No, I am here for you on a Christmas Eve. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And this will be one of the all-time shows, and I'm glad to spend it with you. I'm going to make some statements here, and these are as from the heart as I can give you today. It is Christmas Eve. I would never take you astray on Christmas Eve. Here's the thing about me. If I am witness to a miracle, I'm a believer. In other words, if I was like way back into BC times, or no, it wouldn't be BC. If I was in the C times and I watched Jesus Christ turn wine, water into wine, and I witnessed it, I'm in. I'm a believer. We are witnessing a miracle here, folks. And I am totally in. Yes, I've resisted it for a long time. Nick Foles has won me over. And this is no BS. I am not BSing you. Last week, I was on kind of ice about it. They beat the Rams. Backup goaltender theory applied. Everybody rallied around the guy. I kept saying it was one game. Now that I saw it again, this past Sunday, I go, are you kidding me? Seriously, this guy beat another good team this time without a running game at all. No balance at all. He won despite three turnovers. He won by throwing for nearly 500 yards. He hit an 83-yard bomb. He made one of the great throws you'll ever see to Alshon Jeffrey in a clutch time of the game, despite getting crushed by Jadeveon Clowney. He took them down for a game-winning field goal despite going 0-for-2 on the first two downs of the drive. During that drive, he converts two third and tens. And so here is the fallout for me. If this plays out the way I think it's going to play out, because I do think that there is some kind of a magic involved here with this guy, I'm not going to even analyze it. He's got it. That's good enough for me. And when he walks down the street and I see him and he's wearing a tattered robe, I'm grabbing for some cloth. If this plays out, that the Eagles get in the playoffs, and they'll need the Minnesota Vikings to lose. Now, so there's a big if. I believe they're capable of winning a couple games to take it into an NFC title game in New Orleans. And even if he doesn't win that game, guess what? I have come to the conclusion that the Eagles would have to root with Nick Foles for the future. There it is. I can't be any more honest with you. If this plays out the way I think it does, I'm on board. And here's why. He's 29 years old. It is obvious that something happens to this team when the guy's in a groove. They play better on both sides of the football. They are a completely different football team and have been over the last couple of weeks. I notice things like that. I also know that you can get a lot for Carson Wentz. So if you root with a guy that you know teammates like to play for, who has performed under the hottest cauldron of circumstances, how could I possibly turn away from him? He's not going to make $35 million. He might get it for $25 million in a five-year contract. And in those 5 years, you have been able to get some bounty for Carson Wentz, and a considerable bounty. And then you have time to draft another Carson Wentz. You don't have to do it this year. You could do it next year. You can do it whenever the quarterback harvest is plentiful. And so you move on that way. Now, I know a lot of people are out there going, you're crazy. The younger quarterback is the guy you want to go with. Okay, that's fine. Except, what are your eyes telling you as you watch this thing unfold again? I've given up. I have no more defenses to it. Whatever team will give you a couple of number one picks. I don't know, maybe the New York Giants. Have the New York Giants called you? This is just a total hypothetical. I threw it out on Twitter last night because when I was doing the fourth quarter live show on Fan Crow with Anthony, one of his friends, Tooch, mentioned it in the background, and we start talking about it on the broadcast. If the Giants called you and said, we'll offer you a number one pick in Saquon Barkley for Nick Foles, would you not do that? I mean, for Carson Wentz, would you not do that? Tyrone, I'm going to go to you. You heard everything that I just said. Right now, you know me. I'm not just playing with people here.
Yeah, we were texting yesterday.
We were texting last night, and I said, I'm like this. I have completely given up on resistance for Nick Foles.
Yeah. You have.
Yes.
I agree. You hit your chair again.
I did.
So
right, I'm up.
Yeah. So you're sold, and that's great.
Yeah. Yes. I can't deny it anymore. Now, again, this has to play out. Like, if Minnesota wins next week, never mind. Because you're not going to get that chance to really take a bite out of this season.
Yeah,
you won't be in the playoffs.
Right,
it's an easier decision.
That's why I can't go there yet.
Okay.
Finish the job, Nick Foles. Now, they're favored against Washington. They should win against Washington. But they haven't played that game yet. I'm not ready to anoint Nick Foles and remove Carson Wentz from conversation until he seals a deal. So first thing,
but it's not in his control.
Well,
it's not in his control to seal the deal.
Well, he's got
to
win the game at least.
Well, the game will
be happening at the same time.
He's going to win the game. He's not going to lose the game to Washington.
Crazier things have happened.
Nah,
if the Rams can lose as a 13.5 point underdog, the Sixers could lose. The Eagles could lose.
If he loses to Washington, forget everything I said because there's no miracle.
Well, that's right? The whole thing.
I'm involved in a miracle here. I'm in a fishes and loaves type of mood here because that's what I'm watching.
Right, but if it's a miracle, the Vikings will lose to the Bears, or it's not a miracle.
I'm moving fast forward on what I think is going to happen. And if it happens that way, I have come to the conclusion that all these people that saw this magic in Nick Foles before were right all along. Because I wasn't seeing it after one game. And I saw it yesterday again. I saw it again.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I witnessed it. I'm watching the game. I'm going, this is magic. There's something magical here with this guy. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. It's metaphysical. Whatever it is.
It was a Festivus miracle. Because yesterday was Festivus, the airing of grievances. It was a Festivus miracle. And that's great, okay? But he's got to finish the miracle. We're all on this high. I still remember the interception. I remember the fumble at the five-yard line that spotted the team a touchdown.
It didn't matter. That's what I'm saying. They won the game despite three turnovers.
On behalf of the Folesian Society, I cordially welcome you. We're happy to have you, Mike.
They're up by a point. I'm going, okay, finally the miracle stops because he's buried at his 11-yard line. First two plays, mierda. And then the third play, he gets smashed in the sternum and completes the best pass in the game for a first down. I'm going, this is it. It's magic.
Why did Doug have Sudfeld throw a pass there on that one play? Why?
Why are you focused on that? Why do you even care?
Well, you brought
up
the segment.
It's part of the miracle.
That Doug was
doing. It's part of the miracle. It's like one of the apostles trying to turn water into wine. He can't do it.
Right.
So he gets out one play.
And they're down one. because of the little kicky boy missed another extra point.
What are you pointing? All this stuff they want anyway because of the guy. This is what I'm trying to tell you. All that stuff that you're pointing out. Yeah. He went for 2 points. He shouldn't have gone for 2 points. They missed an extra point. Doesn't matter. The guy wins the game.
Yeah, I can't have this.
What do you mean you can't have it? Listen, you got to give in every once in a while. I've given in.
You're giving in.
I have given in.
Soon.
No, I'm not. Right. I am not giving
in. Let's see what happens next week.
I'm so happy.
I know you are. What I'm telling you is you can't lose now, because if he does what I think, let's just pretend. Let's make pretend. He goes to the NFC title game. Now, nobody's going to beat New Orleans there, right? But it'd be a nice game. New Orleans wins the game in the end, right? Now, you've got the benefit of getting a tremendous amount of loot for Carson Wentz. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Okay. So if you're going to get loot plus a guy who a team responds to, where's the decision?
Oh, there is no decision in the scenario you laid out.
Okay.
None at all,
man. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I am carrying this miracle through where I think it's going
to
go.
I would not trade Wentz to the Giants, though.
I don't care. You can give me Saquon Barkley. You're worried about trading Wentz to the Giants?
Yes.
No.
Because then he's going to win multiple Super Bowls with them.
Yeah. Nope. Here are the numbers. Today we're going to have some fun, too. We're going to play winners with Christmas songs. Now, winners, if you ever play pickup basketball, you get on the asphalt or wherever you're playing, or the hard court, and your team's got to win or you're out. And you got to sit and wait for three other teams to play. Winners stay on the court. So the song stays on the floor that wins. You'll decide. We'll take your commentary on whatever you want to talk about today, and I know basically what you want to talk about. At the end of the conversation, we're going to play you a little bit of one song, a little bit of the other song. You tell me which one's the winner. The winner stays on the floor to face off the next challenge.
The other one's right? Jettisoned.
The other one's out. Right. That's jettisoned. All right. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Massanelli. A lot of people thought I was trolling them. I wasn't trolling you. I'll put that tweet out there. I said, I don't play around. This is totally honest, and it's not sarcastic. It's straight out. I'm convinced. Mike Massanelli show back after this.
A Philly team. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. The Eagles season stays alive after beating the Texans 32-30 yesterday. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Jake Elliott's field goal sealed the win. Doug Peterson talked today on the scoop of the team.
You talk about a Philly type team. This is who we are right now. Quite frankly, I mean, there's not a lot of finesse about it. We try to line up and try to be the more dominant physical team, and that's what you're seeing.
Brian Westbrook joins Mike today at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still time to spread cheer with all new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards. The 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we've made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for the daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, it's 2 o'clock hour of the Mike Massanelli Show. We're happy to be on NBC Sports Philadelphia today on Christmas Eve. everybody is, you know, getting their last minute shopping in and planning to go to the gatherings this evening. We are here till 6 o'clock, hanging in with you on a special Christmas Eve show. 2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin Equipment, parts and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. Time to start the Twitter poll. Can't wait for this. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons from robotic lawnmowers to zero turn and conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered. Natalie Eganoff. Happy Christmas Eve to you, Nat.
Happy Christmas Eve, Mike. Today's poll, who is more important today, Santa or Nick Foles? 81% going Nick Foles, 19% say Santa.
Okay, there you go. Now, just a reminder, because history sometimes repeats itself. And I hearken back to 8 years ago when the franchise quarterback, and you all remember, was Kevin Cobb. He was supposed to be the next guy. He got hurt. Who came in and filled in for him? A veteran named Michael Vick. The team responded under Michael Vick to the point where the next year, what did the Eagles do? The guy who was supposed to be their franchise quarterback got jettisoned out of here. Now, is Wentz a better player than Kevin Cobb? Sure, certainly he is. But there is precedent for this kind of thing with the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Let's go to the phones. Joey in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey.
Mike, listen, 110% agree with you. If New York called and made that offer, you do it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, they probably wouldn't. Well, I'm just saying it's a great. Yeah, hypothetically, if they offered you a one in Saquon for a franchise quarterback, what would you do? You would say yes, right?
I'd say, Carson, see you later, man. Because guess what? If Nick Foles, if they would have played Foles, for the first until week six or whenever we play Tennessee, no one is going to tell me Nick Foles in that game we lose to Tennessee. We would have won that game.
Well, I'm not so sure about that because, listen, he didn't. Let's not forget that he didn't play the first two games very well. All right? Whatever's happening now did not happen at the start of the season.
Right, but the offense was banged up. He didn't have the weapons he had.
He had a better running back.
I get that, but let's just say Minnesota loses. Minnesota beat Chicago, and we win Washington. That's still three wins Nick Foles has given us.
No, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. No,
I understand what you're saying. I get it. But again, there was a stat that was said today. And I'm on Nick Foles. I'm a Nick Foles guy.
Uh-huh, so I can tell.
I love everything he's done. But there's a stat said today that the last 14 games Nick Foles has started and finished with us, he's 13-1. All I'm saying is this: this guy has done nothing but win games for us. He's proven himself. If we get into the playoffs and we go deep, and there's a discussion, you know, if he takes us to the NFC Championship again from 6-7.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing. You've decided that prior to them doing that, Joey.
Oh, I have. I have not.
I have not. I'm playing out this miracle to the hilt. All right? That's the only way that gets me to do it. If they don't make the playoffs, there's no reason to do it.
Well, again, if we don't make the playoffs, like you mentioned, that's out of his control. But he still stepped in a 1-3.
Yeah, but that's still not in the playoffs because he's got more to do with this miracle. The playoffs continue the miracle. If he doesn't get to the playoffs, I don't have enough of a sample size to say what I'm saying. But I'm rounding it off because I believe this miracle is happening again. And I believe the Bears will beat Minnesota. I believe the Eagles will take care of Washington. And all of a sudden, boom, you got playoffs. And tell me you don't have a viable chance to win the first game and the second game. The only game that's not viable to win is if you play an NFC title game in New Orleans. Let's go Chuck in Florida. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Chuck?
I think you guys have the best, like, sports station in the country. Anyway, you know what? For Christmas, I'm really thankful that we have another week of football that's interesting. And there's a lot of controversy going on, but, you know, it's hard to say, like, you would, you know, with trade Nick Foles, but I like that scenario. But you know what? I think it's just a great thing. And I think, and I'm not going to take your time up. I think let's everybody be happy. We got another week of football. Mike, happy, healthy holidays to you, your family, everybody in Philadelphia.
All right, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, let's play the Christmas songs. How about play a Christmas song, Chuck?
M-I-B-L-E.
That's beautiful. We're going to play winners now with the Christmas song. You got to decide which song wins and goes through the next round and keeps the court, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, Tyrone, play song number one.
First Noel.
All right, go to the next one.
The first Noel, you're not feeling. Let's go to the second one here. The door's open in your car. Oh, it's the Carol of the Bells.
All right, well, we need something
It's a
else.
Weird version of the Carol of the Bells, but it's the Carol of the Bells. Dung, 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 dung.
That's only at the end of the song. That builds very slow. Yeah.
All right, which one are you going with, the first Noel or Carol of the Bells?
I'm going with the first one.
First Noel. Yeah. All right, buddy, you got it. First Noel keeps the court, Ty.
That's Johnny Mathis' version as well.
Yes, it is. Carol of the Bells goes down.
That was Mannheim Steamroller, the popular
Mannheim
version.
Mannheim Steamroller. I have that CD.
Well, that's how it starts, that song. It doesn't start that strong. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of glad
Mannheim
it's out.
Mannheim Steamroller gets steamrolled.
Out.
In the first round, Mannheim, you're on the sidelines, yo.
So now it'll be Johnny Mathis versus the next
All right.
song.
Cool. Tom and Glenn Mills, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
Merry Christmas, man.
You too, buddy.
So, first of all, I'm 100% with you on the miracle part of this, because I was saying that last year, because I've been in your camp for the past couple of years, the same exact thing, you know, no Doug, you know, Wentz, but I disagree with you, and see, to me, it's not a quarterback controversy yet. I don't look at last year or this year. To me, I look at it like this: it's a miracle that we have two quarterbacks like this, and that we're even in this position. I mean, the fact that, like, he goes, like, it's the same as last year. The only reason that Nick Foles is in there and even having this opportunity is because Wentz is out.
You don't need to. You got to settle on one. And that's the question right now. So,
you're right.
So where are you settling?
See, to me, it's not a controversy yet. If he goes on and does what you say and he's going to do.
Well, that's where I'm coming from today, that he does go on and do it. But what I saw yesterday, I have no reason to believe that that's not going to happen. Well, I really don't.
Especially with the dumb Redskins getting rid of, I don't know, man. The miracle will be if we win this game and then Minnesota goes down. And then,
You're absolutely right. And that's what I believe is going
to
happen.
I can't put myself in that position yet to start doing that, though, because you know what? Then it's going to stress me out. And I know you love controversy, so I get it. But you know what? I got to enjoy it while it's happening. And then if that happens,
Let yourself dream a little bit. It's Christmas time. Come on, man. You look outside, you got to see Santa and his reindeer. You know? You can't deny their existence.
I love Nick Foles. I got to tell you, though, man. I think he's even more traditional quarterback than Wentz. So I kind of like Nick Foles, but I can't do it to myself yet.
All right, you're holding back. You don't want to listen. I'm plunging in and I'm rounding things off. I get it, but I reserve the right to do that because it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, also for your miracle to happen, it would be probably beat the Bears or the Rams, and then
they can beat both those teams.
Right, then they would have to play the Saints. Because they would be the lowest seed. And then the NFC Championship game would be against the Bears or the Rams. So you might have...
Well, then if they get to the Saints there and they have to play them, then they're probably not going to win that game. But still, if he makes it a game, that may be enough for me to push it over the top.
Oh, yeah, because Saints clinched the one seed and the best.
Listen, maybe you saw what happened in that game yesterday. What are your impressions? When you see stuff like that happen in a game... What are your impressions?
I was very impressed. I'm watching the game. The only thing that bothered me was the Folesian people getting on me during the game. I'm rooting for the Eagles. The Eagles are in the game. And rather than enjoy it, the Folesian society was attacking me during the game, not enjoying the fact that the Eagles were playing well, instead shooting venom at me.
I don't care
for that.
You got to deal with it.
I did deal with it.
The first venom you took?
No,
the first venom I took. I was getting the same venom?
I went to
the end of the game and I went, that's it. I give up. You got me.
You know, that's actually the only negative is that the Foles fans are not Eagles fans. I love our Eagles fans. They're the greatest. Foles fans are terrible. And I just don't want all of us to be Foles fans because then we'll all be terrible.
You are Ebenezer today, man.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm very happy. The Eagles are about to make the playoffs. I want to be happy.
You're worried about the Folesian society.
They attack me.
You're worried about getting attacked.
I'm getting attacked.
It doesn't matter.
How about a little love on Christmas Eve from the Folesian society?
Christmas Eve, they want to attack. They got you.
But here's the problem.
They're in control right now. You don't understand this.
Because I'm the one who made a lot of this happen. I changed the mojo in this city when I picked the Rams to lose to the Eagles.
Outright.
I was the one who did that. Yeah. All you Folesians, don't forget it. It was me.
You know what they are?
Who changed the mojo.
Denzel Washington in Training Day. They King Kong in this piece.
We're just happy people are seeing the light.
Yeah, of course you are. I was the first one.
Lamar in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lamar.
Yo, Mike, I'm down here in Florida, and I wouldn't miss the opportunity to call both of you guys after a big win.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Well, Christmas in Florida, beautiful. Well, Tyrone, the reason why you're being attacked, for one, you called Nick Foles a three-game quarterback at best, was your words. So, therefore, we basically took that personal. And what Mikey missed, at the end of the day, I feel like hearing you basically finally come around basically brings joy to all the Foles fans now.
Dude, listen. I'm witnessing, like, I don't understand what people aren't seeing here. When I witness miracles, I believe in miracles. They don't come around very often. I've been in denial of miracles for most of my life. I watched that game yesterday. That's a continuing miracle.
Well, Mike, do you believe that part of basically winning Super Bowls, part of it is luck? I know you got to have talent, but do you believe that part of it is just basically having the right guy at the right time?
Well, that's not luck, though. The right guy at the right time is skill.
Because I feel like Nick Foles is the perfect quarterback for this system, and I kind of felt like all along that even when he played here behind Vic, that when he's in there with the offense, the offense just has a certain.
Yeah, well, you're in denial of a lot of bad games that he's played, but I get your point.
He's played bad games. I watch much games. He has stunk in the past.
Stunk.
Yeah, he has, Mike. But you know the one thing that he has?
What?
The one thing he has done is when you needed him to show up, he showed up huge, and that's saying more than Donovan did. When we needed Donovan to show up in a huge game.
I can't deny that. Now, Donovan was in many playoff scenarios, and Foles was only in one, but. Foles was actually in two, and he lost to New Orleans that one game.
I'd rather a guy, Mike, that basically has a bad game every now and then, but show up when you need him, when it really counts,
than
to have a guy that's a regular season world beater.
You are in control, brother. This Christmas Eve is yours and yours alone. You got control because you got Foles.
I couldn't be happy to hear that, considering you laughed me off the phone with Brian Friday.
Well, listen, man, like I said, when I witness miracles, so you'd be an idiot. See water change into wine and not believe a miracle. Be an idiot. Listen, I'm not in denial of miracles. Come on, I'm a human being. I see a miracle, I believe in it.
This is a different side of you. I'm really impressed with you.
I am, Mike.
I am. Listen, I'm impressed.
It's really logical. A matter of fact, to me, it's not pie in the sky. What I witnessed yesterday, on top of what I witnessed the week before against the Rams, I dismissed that as the backup goaltender theory. He did this without a running game. We looked at it last week. Well, with balanced attack, that's the reason why they won. With the balanced attack and him spreading the ball, he could run for anything yesterday. Zip, zip, zappa, zoop. 500 yards, the dude did.
Yep. And how about that, Zach Ertz? A little love for Ertz.
He hits Ertz. Everybody in the world knows Ertz is going to get that pattern to 3rd and 10. But he completes it. I'm sitting there going, well, I'm enjoying this. Whatever it is you got in store for this guy, God, I believe. Because this man sits at the right hand of the Father, as I told you before. Man.
You know what? I'm starting to wonder if me, the ultimate enemy of the Folesian society, was partially put in this job and put in this position just to change the mojo that led to all of this.
Yeah, it is possible.
It is possible.
You have been the sacrifice.
I was the sacrifice to make all this happen. And you know what? If it gets to another Super Bowl,
someone has to do it.
I will take that because I'm strong enough to work to carry that burden.
Just feel humble. Always.
It's got a Joe at State College. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I love the show.
What's up, Joey? How you doing?
Hey, Mike? You got to come back to us, though. Now, Mike, you're like the sports scientist. You can't believe in this miracle and then talk about sample size. You want to come back to us. Don't go to the Foles Society, Mike.
Dude.
Instead.
They won a game yesterday that they shouldn't have won because of the quarterback. I mean, am I right?
I think you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
They but won because of the quarterback. They didn't win because of their defense. Their defense gave up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
But, Mike, you should be telling us, what is it that allows this backup to perform the way he does that many of us don't see, who are not in the Foles Society, that you, with your scientific insight, Mike, not just believing in miracles, not just bread and loaves.
The science goes with the miracle. The science was that he actually made the plays. He made a play with Jadeveon Clowney implanted in his sternum. Are you kidding me? How do you make that throw? That dude is coming like a wolf. You know you're going to get smashed, and he delivers the strike.
Mike, I don't know. You had me so convinced last week. I was riding with you, and now you flip. I can't do this, Mike. Come back to us.
Dude, there's a reason why I flipped, Joe. I didn't flip. You know me. I don't just flip. I flip when I study what's happening.
I think Mike would be telling us, what is it about this backup that challenges our notions about backups and maybe challenging our notions about why we may need to keep two quarterbacks, but pay them differently even.
Can't do it. He's got a renewal on his contract, an option for $20 million. Can't do it. Can't spend that kind of money on your quarterback in the salary cap era. Got to decide. You decide on Carson Wentz and let him walk? That's fine. You got a franchise quarterback, maybe. You decide to go with Foles at age 29, 5 years worth, probably still in his prime. You trade the other guy for a bounty? Where are you better off? Tell me.
I feel like I'm in an alternate universe.
I don't know. You tell me. This is very logical. Jacksonville needs a quarterback. If they give you Jalen Ramsey, two number ones, Tyrone, you making a deal?
Well, if it's a scenario that you play out, sure. That has to happen.
Two number ones and Jalen Ramsey.
That's a good
two number
home.
Ones. Yeah, I wouldn't do for
that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do for one number one and Jalen Ramsey. I'd do it for two number ones and Jalen Ramsey. I would do it for the Giants' first round pick and Saquon.
Nah, it's not enough. Either one of those. The Giants trade's not enough.
In a heartbeat. Nah. Saquon and Giants number one for Wentz, and nah. I go with Foles. Are you kidding me?
Nah.
No?
No. Wouldn't you? I'd hang up on the Giants so quick.
You got the best running back in the league.
Not the best running back
You got a balanced offense now. Well, he's not the best running back in the league. He's by far the best running back in the league.
No,
nobody
not.
In the league does what he does. Not even Gurley.
Gurley's better than
Zeke.
No,
he's not.
Zeke's better than him, too.
Nope. Let's go to Brian in Philly. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. I just want to do a quick shout-out to all the men and women in the service. Happy holidays. And get back to what you and Tyrone were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do believe he's the best running back, and he's only a rookie. He's got a lot ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't no way the Giants would be crazy to give a number one and Barkley up to the Eagles for Wentz.
Well, we're just toying around.
Yeah, I understand. He don't stay healthy.
Uh-huh.
I think the Giants could just give a number one to the guy who likes taking number one picks out in Oakland and get Carr for a number one pick.
Carr, come on. Carr? What, are you kidding me? I mean, you don't think Wentz is more of a franchise quarterback that the Giants would need? Come on, brother.
No, not really.
How are they going to do better than Wentz as a franchise quarterback if they draft one? Not this year. It's a horrible draft for quarterbacks. You're going to tell me Derek Carr?
Come on, Carr. You got flat. You could probably get a number two.
They're not Wentz. Neither of them is Wentz.
Wentz? You keep saying Wentz, Mike. I mean, he's injury prone.
Come on, brother. You're telling me you would take Derek Carr or Joe Flacco over Wentz?
Before I give up Barkley and a number one pick, sure.
Well, are you a Giants fan?
I talked to you on Friday, and I mentioned about Foles going to the Giants, and you told
me... Foles.
They would.
You don't do it with Foles. The Giants need a young quarterback.
When I talked about Foles going to the Giants on Friday, you told me... they would still want Eli over him.
Of course they would. They would go with Eli over Foles, but not over Wentz.
They would go with Eli over Foles.
Yeah.
You serious about that?
Yes.
Were you drinking eggnog all
Dude,
day?
Dude, Wentz has gone two Super Bowls. They're going to bring Foles in and put him over Eli? Now, you could justify a young quarterback, a young franchise quarterback, because you're trying to move on from Eli anyway. But you don't justify it with Foles. Wentz. for Saquon and a number one. Done. Done deal. 610-632-0975. All right, so in the Christmas winners game, which I keep forgetting to go to because I'm all stoked. It is, who's on the court? The winner?
Johnny Mathis, First Noel.
First Noel.
Waiting.
First Noel is playing the next game.
Yep.
All right, 610-632-0975, back after this.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5, The Finesse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present.
Ah, 248, Mike Missinelli Show. So this is not going to be one of the songs we play.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
It's on the list.
Oh, okay. We'll give him a little tease.
The song, I don't know when she's going to show up to the court.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's going to play.
Rye doesn't move very well. On the court.
I showed you that video last week.
Yeah. She's kind of lazy on stage.
She's very lazy, but this
people
is
just
back.
Carry her around, basically.
Now. But that's
she's
it.
A diva.
Right, this is back when she was Curry, as far as the voice department goes. She was Curry. She only better.
Okay.
So,
all right, let's go to Greg in New Hope. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Greg.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Gregor?
Enjoying the miracle. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it is.
I got a little glass of wine.
There might be a fat man that comes down the chimney tonight, huh?
Seriously, man. I think yesterday I was hallucinating. I saw reindeer like flying through the window, man. I'm telling you. Listen, the caller a couple times, call callers before. He's like, give me an answer. Listen, the only answer I have is two words, divine intervention. Honestly, this guy is not supposed to play this well. Like, he's not supposed to put up, like, world-beater kind of numbers. Like, it's not supposed to happen.
No,
and
you're right, man. I'm telling you, I smelled incense as I was watching that game
ridiculous.
Last night.
And it's 2 weeks in a row, by the way, right?
2 weeks in a row. This is the second
LA.
Week is the thing. Yes, I kind of wrote off the Rams. I go, backup goalie. That's Neuvert playing in that game.
He went to L.A. and did it. He went to L.A. and did it. He took on what I consider to be
this was the game. No running attack at all in this game.
At all.
And he still did it. Threw for
so
500
here's the
yards.
Only place, here's where I separate with you. I honestly think, first of all, I do agree that Minnesota is going to go down. I do agree that we're going to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I do agree that this team is going to continue to click more and more because you got more and more guys believing, you know, more and more in this quarterback, in the team again, you know, where they may have lost a little bit, you know, coming into the LA.
There's something
game.
To be said about that because they're all responding. They've turned into a better team the last 2 weeks.
And they're playing almost, I would say, 90% of the level they played at last year. They're doing it right now, at least at the quarterback level. Obviously, our running game is not nearly as robust as it was last year with the two big boys. But here's what I would say. I have seen St. Louis look beatable. The Chiefs are beatable. There's all these teams in the league right now who are elite leading into the playoffs that are dropping off.
You're not going to get to the Chiefs.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying maybe
that's
we
a true miracle,
right?
Getting to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I got you, man. Listen, everything you say is right, Greg.
One point.
Yes.
Is that if we do end up going to New Orleans, everything, I believe because this is divine intervention, there's no way we're going to let down there. We're going all the way, bro.
I think
it's
God
done.
Would look at that game and go, okay, I've had enough. But let's play winners. Let's play winners. Christmas song winners. You know, the first winner was the First Noel. Or no, it wasn't First Noel. What? Yeah, First Noel. Oh. All right, so play First Noel. There it is. First Noel.
First Noel.
All right, got it? Okay, now here's the challenger that takes the court against the First Noel.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
All right, you got enough. Which one wins? That's horrible. That second song is horrible. What?
First one.
First Noel. All right. First Noel Survived by Johnny Mathis.
That's Sinatra's version
of Jingle Bells. Yeah,
the intro.
You have to get to Frank.
That's,
get to Frank.
It's right here.
I didn't expect Frank to come out. The woodwork here.
Here he comes.
Worst intro ever.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
bells. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, what fun it is.
This is the best part, ready?
Executive challenge. I still can't go with this one.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, cold stop.
Since he lost, he's out.
No!
He lost. Listen.
I gotta hurry up and do this song. I got a broad waiting. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Now,
jingle all the way.
Now, so people wonder why I have each version. So Mike gave me a list of songs. I went to Amazon and I picked the most popular version based on downloads of each of those songs. And the most popular Jingle Bells in all of the land is Frank Sinatra's version.
Should be.
But it starts out weak. A lot of these Christmas songs, if you don't just focus on the best part of the song, we're judging the whole song. Starts out.
Hey, Sammy and Dean, come over here and help me with this Jingle Bells. I got Ava Gardner waiting over there in the corner.
Christmas with the
Steve
Rat
Frederick
Pack.
Steve Frederick sounds a little bit like Frank. More like Steve-O. Steve Frederick sounded a little like Frank. Now that you're doing your Steve-O, Frank Sinatra.
Hey, yo, Sam.
That's a great Christmas album, Christmas with the Rat Pack.
Sinatra does sound like Steve Frederick.
Does sound like Steve Frederick. I never put it together until just now.
Oh,
it's another Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. 610-632-0975. Who did Frank? Ava Gardner. What about Starlet? That wasn't Marilyn.
They had a little fling.
He fostered
Mia
Marilyn.
Farrow.
Yeah.
Mia Farrow.
Ah, she'll do what I tell her to do.
Yeah.
That's what he said to her.
Who else? Frankie.
He was with, why am I drawing a blank on her name right now? I know everything about him.
You're Frank Devotee.
I am. Why am I drawing a blank? Well, it was Nancy, and then it was Ava. And then they divorced quickly. And then his last wife.
25 women who dated Sinatra. I got all the time right here. A brief history of Sinatra's women. Oh, it's a gallery, damn it. I hate the gallery.
You got to go through each out. One, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Lana Turner.
Yes, that was it. Lana Turner.
Donna Reed.
Oh, look at that.
That's Donna Reed.
That's a good pull.
Ava Gardner was beautiful. She's wrapped in the sable. Marilyn, briefly. Marlena Dietrich.
That's one, too.
Judy Garland?
I don't know if they actually had a thing.
Well, listen.
They were very good friends.
Joan Crawford?
I don't know if they had a thing.
Grace Kelly?
I don't know.
She's my favorite starlet there, Judy Garland. Very interesting story.
Natalie Wood?
Look at my man.
They're just pulling all those names out.
My man was out there.
Shirley MacLaine in her day?
Yes, I knew about Shirley MacLaine.
Gina, Lola, Brigida.
Look at Frank.
That's a good one.
Look at Frank.
Totally satisfied sexually. Angie Dickinson had to climb in there.
Look at that. Look at my man. No wonder you couldn't focus on albums after 1958.
Juliet Prowse. Oh, that was that leggy dancer.
See?
Julia Prowse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Mia. Jackie Bissette? Damn. Yo, Holmes.
That's that voice.
630-0975. Mike Missanelli Show comes back right back after this.
Nick is the guy. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Family Jewelers. What's the most important name to know when ring shopping? The name Family & Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Eagles season stays alive after beating the Texans 32-30 yesterday. Nick Foles set a franchise record throwing for 471 yards. Jake Elliott's field goal sealed the win. Doug Peterson discussed the quarterback situation today.
Right now, Nick is the guy, we're going to finish at least this last game with Nick, and then we'll evaluate next week.
Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike today at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Raptors over the weekend, 126-101. They'll play the Celtics tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 5:30. Flyers beat the Rangers yesterday, 3-2. They play the Lightning on Thursday. Christmas is tomorrow, but there's still time to spread cheer with all new Hallmark Paper Wonder cards. The 3D cards that open up to reveal a world of holiday wonder. Find them wherever Hallmark cards are sold. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for all best of show podcasts. I'm Natalie Eggenoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.